Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about this, because this is an epidemic that everybody in there needs to get behind. Everybody is involved. It affects us all. Hello, I'm DJ Butterfly Feces, and you are listening to Cocooning from the Microphone. And, well, DJ Butterfly Feces. Normally, my co-host, Common Organic OK, is normally on, but he's not on right now. No, he's not. Well, I'm flying solo tonight. All right. I encourage all of you out there in Radio Land listening who are going to hear this, let yourself be heard. What's going on with you? Come on, call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. It's 1-515-605-9709. It's 9 o'clock here on the dot on the program. Check out a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. She's doing something out there. She needs to be heard. The girl needs to be involved. You know, ever since free downloading, nobody really pays for music anymore. So people don't even go to concerts. People don't listen. Whatever. I like free downloading too, but the problem is with no money, check her out. Give her some fame, some credibility. She needs to be heard. All right. Now, let me start by saying I am DJ Butterfly Feces here, okay? And I'm from McKinleyville, California. That's where I was born and raised. I spent pretty much my whole life there. I thought I was going to die there. I really did. It's true. Now, McKinleyville, you can do everything up there. I did everything there ever was to do, you know? The trails to hike on, to ride your bike, to skateboard, scooter, whatever. We have a beach there, so you can tan, you can wind sail, parasail, surf, and boogie board. And it snows up there in Northern California, so you can sled, ski, snowboard, toboggan. Once again, I did it all. See, I spent so much of my life thinking that I'm going to be the kind of guy who just gets by in life, you know? The kind of guy who just, you know, is just going to get by. I didn't need some big, important, fancy kind of job, which basically requires a lot of money. Need being paid and spend your whole life working for that money. Not much labor. Time to think. So I'm not worried over money. Because the truth is, I mean this, I just thought I was going to do the bare minimum and get by in life. I was going to spend my free time, most of my life, just sitting back and smelling the roses, enjoying life. Once again, that's what I did. It's what I did for the longest time. It's what I was doing all my days up there in McKinleyville. I knew everybody. Everybody knew me. We have it all in McKinleyville. We got a lot of crime there, too, because it's so easy to commit one. But, hey, every city has its hiccups. You know what I'm talking about. Anywho, what happened was it needed to happen. I finally graduated high school. I was spending my time at home. And one day I decided to get myself a Blog Talk Radio show just like this one. That's right, I've been on the radio before. You see, most guys on the radio talk about news, weather, and traffic and whatever, or they spin records. Now, me, I did neither. I was the kind of guy who was talking about what was going on in the world. How it'd be a better world if we just, you know what I'm talking about. Anywho, here's the problem. I basically was just getting by. I didn't think that much about the damn future. Finally, it came. It comes. It was basically right after high school. I was just sitting by my parents' house. I did the Blog Talk Radio thing. I don't think anybody was listening. I don't even think most people had to listen. I tried telling people about that I had a radio show on, what time, when to listen to, but I don't think they listened in. I don't even think they knew how. It's not like regular radio where you can just turn it on, you know, be it your car, be it your bed, your alarm clock, or in your shower, or in your car. Those radios are real simple to use. The more high-tech they make things, the more harder they get, the more complicated they are to use. It's a pain. Anywho, there I was basically just getting by. trying to do more than just get by. I wanted to do something, but I don't know what. I want to sit back and continue to just groove, just enjoy life. What happened was, finally, my parents had enough of me. They told me they wanted me out of the house. It's not they wanted more time to each other. You know, my parents detested each other. I think they got married because they didn't have any other options, and I think they stayed together for the same reason. There wasn't really somebody else to be there with and whatever. You understand? They'd have the energy to leave. Where would they go? And they kept me around because otherwise they'd have to talk to each other. But that doesn't mean they want me to stay for good. Even they were saying, we want you out of here. They kicked me out around the holidays, the end of the year, the time to celebrate with family. It's true. Damn. I left with only the clothes on my back and a backpack that wasn't even half full. I walked out of the house. I didn't look back. Okay, I looked back. You know why? I was terrified. I mean, dang it, what am I going to do? What's going to happen to me now? What am I going to... I think it's how every homeless person is at first. When they're out there in the middle of just... No. When they're thrown out on the streets, they have to live on the streets and whatnot. They have to... At first, they're in denial. They think, I'm not one of them yet. This is just a setback. It takes a while for it to finally sink in. Oh, my God, I'm homeless. We're all a paycheck or two away from the street. One missing paycheck or two, one bad break or two. We're all... It's a thing. Truth is, I started walking down Hammond's Trail, passed by the waterfall. Yeah, we have one of those in McKinleyville, too. I told you, McKinleyville, we got it all. I walked over to the campsite. Walked over to the campsite, and there it was. There were all those dang people. There's a whole crowd of people there. This time of night, I was surprised. I had to wonder where they all came from and what they're all doing here. One of them, the biggest guy was the guy in charge. Maybe he's like, I thought he was elected because he's the biggest. Looked like an ogre, but no, dang. He was basically there because he could be. No, it's because he was in charge. He was the one who was leading them all. He was the front man, the head honcho. I asked him, he said, "Fellow, dude, my name is Organic OK. That's what they call me. That's my moniker. I gave myself that name, you know. And look, we're going around. We're going all over. We're going all over the world. We're picking up garbage and helping the homeless, getting them off the street. You want to join us?" I was in shock. I didn't know what to say. I mean, in a way, I thought, yeah, because what else did I have to do? I didn't think of myself having a career of importance, but it looks like it's going to happen to me anyway. I don't know. Dang. Dang. It was something. There I was, basically, right there and whatever, and I thought I was going to be on the streets, the homeless, but this guy, he said he's going to take care of me. He's going to look after me. This guy, Organic OK. I couldn't believe it. Now, I did have a lot of experience then with the homeless, but I know things like this don't normally happen. The very night you get kicked out, you're going to get picked up. That normally don't happen. They throw it on the streets. That's it. You're homeless. You're basically chucked out like so much trash. You basically don't have any options. You know what I'm talking about. Dang. Anywho, I basically said, thank you. Yes, what's your name? I told him my name. He said, no, man, that ain't your name. You need a moniker. You need a handle. You're going to be on the streets like us. Neil, what? Get down on one knee. What was I proposing? Dang, I don't get it. And basically, he finally touched me on the shoulder with two fingers, like he was knighting me. like he was a king and I was a man being knighted. He said, RW, DJ Butterfly Feces. DJ Butterfly Feces. I couldn't believe it. It was a big thing. I was going to get picked up. I wasn't going to freeze to death out here, starve, whatever. Dang, I had been saved. Now, it was the end of the year. So basically, we stayed up for a little while longer until he got us on a plane, and we headed to Vicenza, Italy. Vicenza, Italy. Just to basically, once again, pick up trash and help the homeless. I thought we were going to keep it all in the country, local or whatever. But he wanted us to go everywhere, whatever. And we were there for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. They have a different way of celebrating the New Year than I was used to. But I knew America did. They did something special. It's something. I was in awe. I first noticed also the rest of the world was a little bit different. You know, I looked around. I saw in Italy they're very art conscious. Everything has a different way of looking. That European sort of look. And the truth is, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. We tried the Italian cuisine. Now, you've been to an Italian restaurant before, but Italian food in Italy, believe me, you can taste the difference. I mean it. But then once again, we were picking up garbage. Most of the stuff people left after the New Year, whatever. We were trying to find ways to basically get the Italians off the street and all that. Now, here's the thing. I didn't speak Italian. We had an interpreter there, but I didn't speak the language. I didn't know how to tell people what I was doing here. I just made it clear I'm here to help them in some way, to help get them off the streets. Some of them did speak English. English is such a universal language that some people, a few people, wherever you go, speak it, because it's such a common language. It's not just the language of England and the Americans even. Most of the world speaks this, you know? I basically found myself just so, I don't know, at a loss. I remember thinking, how are we going to help these people? I think we did, actually. I think we managed to get some of them into a shelter or whatever by pleading their case. But we helped one or two find their families. Some, their families wouldn't take them in. Their families threw them out on the street. Dang. You know? I don't know what. I don't know what to do, dude. I don't know. Anywho, before I knew it, we were off. We went to the next city. We returned to America and started going to some local American cities and places. We weren't always in America. Like, okay, tonight's show, if you were listening to us last night, you should know that we were in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. And once again, man, the city was beautiful. I mean, be honest. Now, when I thought of, you know, Australia, dang, I thought of this wild sort of outback, just like the Serengeti. Did everybody dress like big game hunters and whatever, and there were kangaroos everywhere, and they were throwing boomerangs and all that? It was very different. Somehow a lot of cities started to be alike. But there was something special about Australia. Maybe it was the sun. Maybe it was just the fact that there's no ozone layer above them all, really. Maybe it was the fact that it was time to do something special. I basically picked up a great deal of garbage, whatever. And you know, when I was there, in 2016, they noted about 25,000 homeless people. And once again, this is a problem that gets worse every day. Every day you check on the problem, it's worse. It's gotten worse. Now, honestly, I mean, I was sitting there thinking, what am I going to do? What do I do? What can I do personally and, you know, what have you? Once again, there are already programs for the homeless and whatever, and they're doing a lot, but even they realize that, see, the thing is, I've been saying that there's room for everybody, you know? Look at the sea, there's houseboats. Look at the desert, if you can pull some resources out there, you can create a civilization there. People can live it. It shouldn't have to be like this. It's 9:15 here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only, accept no substitutions. All right. Now, let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. What's going on with you? No, tell us. Call us here. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, as I sat around thinking about how I was going to help the homeless, I thought, okay, this is in America. Maybe things are a little bit better here. Maybe they haven't gotten as bad as we have, you know? But once again, you know, after a while, all the cities started to feel the same to me. We were going to some place. They got a nice city there, whatever, and they've got an abundance of people they've just thrown out on the street. When you're an adult, you regard people like when you're a kid, you regard the other kids like prey. You look for ones to go after, to mess with, you know? When you're an adult, you regard people as stuff. If it's not top of the law, you can't use it. You throw it out in the trash. And that's what happened here. How do we connect? How do we make things better? Dang. I'll tell you one thing. I was completely at the end of my rope. I was basically thinking, I'm going to do something. Something can be done here. I mean, I thought about, look at all the other places we had been. We had done something there, didn't we? We wanted to get to help everybody we wanted to. We could make as much of a dent and impact, but we made a difference. Once again, I was the guy who was trying to figure out how to get them houseboats, you know, so more homeless people want to have a home. They could live on the docks. They could live at sea. Well, that's cool, except for the fact that who's going to basically make the energy, whatever, to build all these boats, the money that takes the resources to build a boat? And not only that, but I got to tell you, nowadays, like anything else, they want to charge you money for it. So you got to rent a spot. You got to rent a place, a special place, so that you can basically have your boat here. It wasn't just about having a roof. It was about them having the money to be able to afford maintaining that roof. Dang. I was just so frustrated. I was so frustrated. I don't know what to do. I basically just sat there and thought. I thought about the place when we've been to L.A., they were building housing pods. But once again, it's like a motel. They charge you to be in there. If they tried to build little shacks for them, which I basically tried to do and whatever, the problem is they still want you to pay money to use space. I came across some homeless people, whatever. I sat down and talked to them. I told them my old exploits, the fact that we had been all over the dang world helping people, that our goal was to basically literally get these people out of the slum they're in. And I haven't been able to help much because the system doesn't allow it. They want to know that people are making money at some point, every second of every minute of every hour of every day. Somebody wants your money. If you don't have it, they punish you for it on the streets, on the dang streets. I basically talked to them. I suggested, I showed some of them some yoga moves, showed them how they could relieve some of the tension with yoga, you know. A lot of them were too embarrassed to try it. They were too scared. They didn't trust me, you know. Sometimes you try to help somebody in the street, and they're not necessarily going to be grateful. They're going to think that you're trying to victimize them somehow. It's like petting a dog you don't know. That dog could be friendly. That dog could just attack anybody who doesn't know. That dog could just bite your face off. It's a fact. Now, let me just be the one to say this. I made an effort. I basically showed them some yoga. One of them told me, no, see, I can't do yoga. You know why? Because I'm going to get hungry. See, when you basically do exercise, whatever, you get hungry. And you ain't got any food, do you? Yeah, I mean, you need food to do exercise. I'm going to be hungry after it's over. I just told them how that took they could do some meditation. I showed them. We all sat there in a position, and we just closed our eyes and breathed real deep. Let me tell you something. I know that it was doing good. I know I was helping. I made a point to do this to every person I came across. But every single homeless person I'd come across, it was different. Some were friendly and loyal. Some asked me for money. Some were terrified of me. It's like, if I'm not going to give them money, what do they expect? I know my father would basically, some of these people, he would have thought they belonged on the streets. Because there's some people who basically just said, you're not going to give me money, what good are you to me? Father said, some people deserve to be out there. He said, look, some of them just won't work. But it wasn't that simple, you know? That was the real problem. Where is their work as organic? How do we get these people jobs so they can have a place to stay, so they can maintain the money and all that? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
It don't matter. You need to help. I was just at a loss. I don't know what to do next. I thought some more. I tried to basically thought, could we get some of them some tents? You know, just some kind of pup tents. Like a lot of people basically have, we get them vehicles, something for them to basically, they could sleep in their cars. I think that's legal down here, not like in L.A. God, I hate that place so much. If you've been listening, you should know. I know we spent a lot of time in Los Angeles. I kept asking why we kept going back there, and Organic said, because they need our help. But the truth is, now, there was a city that did not really, that seemed to be declaring war on the homeless. I'm not kidding. They wouldn't let you sleep in your car. You need a permit to do anything. It's just, once again, we had thought of, you know, L.A., you think it's going to be some kind of paradise. It is basically if you're a star. But if you're not, well, the city punishes you for not being a big shot. There I was, trying to basically figure out, how the heck do I help these people? How do I help these people? How? I thought basically, for a moment, I thought, let's try to do all that. We'll try to get them cars, vehicles, them all to live in. We'll try and basically give them tents, make sure they have some kind of shelter.
So, you know, we'll try that. They're still going to be homeless.
But we can't get them all off the street, so why don't we just try to make sure they have some kind of roof over their heads and whatnot. Glad this is all in a warm climate. I really was. What to do? We got them some tents. We got several of them so they could basically have a place just so they could be indoors and whatnot. They could sleep a little bit better. A tent and a sleeping bag. So many of them, actually one of them started to cry. He was that moved. He was happy. She was happy. She was basically, she was so happy to know that she had some kind of shelter, some kind of roof and four walls over her head. We tried to get a couple of them a Winnebago. I said, dude, we can't do this for, we need to help these people, whatever. I thought the same thing myself, so I decided to check with the services that are helping the homeless. I asked them how they were. Are they giving them a place to stay? Are they doing right by them? I mean, are they really trying to help? She told me the simple fact is we just can't save them all. I know the balance of nature is being upset. We're always trying to save people somehow. Except when we feel like no one will save us. And that's the problem, dude. I mean, seeing all this makes you cynical. I've become cynical. I became incredibly pessimistic. Organic told me, don't be like that. You're not going to get anything accomplished that way. These people need our help. They need it. So sure enough, we made sure we helped several of them. And we picked up a lot of trash, a lot of garbage. When I was out there, I got to tell you something. That heat really got to me. I wonder how they live. How do they live here? I've been in the hottest climates. When you're picking up garbage, the garbage actually stinks when you're picking it up in the sweltering heat. Like it's fresh, like it's a rotting carcass. I guess we're all sort of connected somehow. I mean, you know what I mean. You know what I mean. I basically found myself once again overwhelmed. I was touched by the people we helped, but I was unhappy with the fact that I felt like we didn't help enough people. Not nearly. We didn't help people. Not as many as we wanted to. We helped people. We helped, but we didn't get enough done. I remember thinking, we tried telling the city, we actually went down to the city. We explained our story and told them everything. We told them everything. And then we asked, now that all this garbage has been picked up, could some of that money be used to help the homeless? They said, maybe. Well, could you do it? Could you actually think about it? This problem is getting worse. I mean, we've seen this problem all over. It's everywhere. It's everywhere on the planet. It's everything. Something should be done. I don't know what to say. I pleaded my case and I walked away. I walked away feeling like we really did something. We did something for real. We did something. We made the world a better place. Wish we could do this. I wish there was a way to basically help. I wish there was a way to basically make bigger footprints than we've been making. There should be. You've been listening to Cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. The one and only. It's 9:28 here on the program. And honestly, we don't just want you to listen. We want you to get involved. Do something about the homeless problem. Because it's an epic one. It affects all of us. We're all closer to the street than we realize. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Please, everybody out there in Radio Land, you can pick up all our shows off blogtalkradio.com. And we invite you to get involved with the cause. The homeless, and all that. We ask you humbly to do so. Thank you. Thank you for listening, and good night.